Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Ah!
My name's Kelly.
My name's McKenna. I play guitar.
And I play bass.
We're in a girl band called Foreplay, and there's two other girls in it. Our drummer, Ellie, isn't here, and our singer, Emmy, isn't here. Do you want last names? Maybe social security numbers as well?
Music's pretty, it's like rock, punk, maybe a little pop here and there.
Maybe some nodes of pop.
Nodes of pop.
Boom.
We're a mutt. We're a mutt. Musical mutt.
Of sorts.
Yeah, I feel like it's because we all listen to similar things, but we definitely have our own genres. And I think collectively, whenever we write things, it's kind of a mesh,
mm-hmm.
which is why it's kind of hard to pin down a genre because we kind of like to blend things together.
And I think especially with like our first album, like the only one that we have out right now, it was just like a collection of us learning how to play music and trying to figure out our sound. So I think like in that album, it has like elements of like pop and rock, a little bit of punk. Like, it's just us trying to find like our niche. And I think that that's something we're still like navigating and figuring it out. So when we're like, what genre are you? We're like, we don't really know
yet. Whatever we know how to play.
Whatever we can play. For me, like, I always just wanted to be a part of a band, but it was really intimidating because I didn't know how to play an instrument, and I felt like everyone who did know how to play it was already so good, and, like, joining another project when you feel like you don't really know what you're doing is really intimidating. So it was cool finding, like, a group of girls that also felt the same way, that wanted to, like, learn and navigate it together.
Yeah.
And that was it for me, but...
Yeah, I was, like...
We kind of forced Kelly to be in our project.
I mean, yeah, it worked out great because, again, like, similarly, I've always wanted to be in a band but didn't have, like, the skill set. And I had played a little bit growing up, but not to a level where I ever felt comfortable being in anything more than just playing recreationally by myself. And then when they had asked if I wanted to play, I was like, well... Now's a better time than any, so, yeah.
Well, I think, again, like, everyone is different. I know our drummer says she just watches YouTube videos, and she'll just find a video of someone playing it, and just we'll keep rewinding it and seeing, like, where... Because I don't know how drum...
Yeah.
Is there sheet music for drums?
I think there is, but I could bet money that she Ellie's
has no idea.
Reading sheet
she,
music.
Hell no, is she reading sheet music? But she watches YouTube videos.
Yeah,
I feel like it helped me a lot learning covers, just because I don't know. You learn how to play like playing different covers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for you.
For me,
you
it was
didn't.
The same. Like I, I knew a baseline of guitar before hopping in on bass. So I knew how to play like basic chords, and that was just from learning covers or watching YouTube videos. And then with bass, I was just like, oh, there's two less strings. Let me try to figure this out.
But also, Kelly knows the most music theory out of any of us. None of us.
Which is not saying much. Listen,
I feel like things got so much like easier when you got in the band because... like, I just play, I don't know notes or anything. I just play based on, like, what things sound like. But Kelly will be able to know what notes they are and can make other notes based on them. It's crazy how that works. So don't come back to me. Yeah, so we put out an album. It's called Hard to Love. We put it out in March.
March. It was March.
I'm not going to be something. It was March something.
I lied. I have no idea.
But maybe. Yeah, we just said like that album was so fun. It's like super special just because it really is like a time capsule like of us figuring out how to play our instruments and how to like write songs. And so it was kind of hard putting it out just because we felt like we had moved on from a lot of those songs, but we felt like it was, I don't know, important to still put it out to, like, show the process. But yeah. But yeah. And then the name, Hard to Love, it just kind of, I don't even remember us, like, figuring it out, but most of the songs are, like, breakup songs or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I Hate You songs. And, yeah. They all just kind of ended up that way. And we were just like, dang, it's hard to love.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have much to add to that, but you answered that perfectly. It's been different. Because I feel, especially recently, I think we're adapting new ways of writing music, especially with our singer not living in the same state as us. We just kind of have to adapt. Whereas, like, before, I know that we would have, like, some lyrics and then kind of build off of that with instrumentals and just kind of find a beat to it and figure it out. Whereas now we're figuring out the instrumentals first and then kind of adding lyrics on. Or it's a mix, but...
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we've kind of flip-flopped. In the past, usually, like, me or Emmy, our singer, would write lyrics, and then I'd write, like, a guitar riff, and then we'd build everything around that. But since our singer doesn't live here anymore, it's flipped, and now we're doing, like, all the music first and doing lyrics on top of it, which has been really fun because we've never just, like, jammed before like mm-hmm. that. It's always been super structured. So it's been really fun, and I feel like we've been getting better at our instruments because of it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been cool in that aspect, too, writing things just from an instrumental standpoint before any lyrics, because whatever song you end up, putting out at the end of that practice or end of that week, whatever, it's all based on like that mood everyone's in, mm-hmm. not so much the lyrics you already have set out. So if we're all kind of hyped, then it's like a really fast punky song, or if we're all just kind of tired and like bummed, then we're like, shit, this is about to be a really sad song.
I think
our music right now, the last couple ones we've written have just been like really fun. I feel like in the past, we've had lyrics that have a lot of deep meaning, and we're trying to kind of still have lyrics that have, like, deep meaning, but have songs that are literally just nonsense and just that you can just dance to and just be like, wait, did she say that? Say there's a fuck your Instagram? Is that what she said? Like, just, like, random lyrics that are just fun.
Yeah. Because I think, too, like, our last album, like, each of the songs were very specific, like, about a situation or a person, and which was cool because I felt like when we were writing those and, like, performing those, it was, like, therapeutic in a sense, you know, like, getting to get all those emotions out, I don't know, through song. But now it's, like, we're kind of overplaying them just because it's kind of, like, beating a dead horse, still talking about them, singing about them. So I feel like we're trying to try something different and not just only write, like, not breakup songs, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we've also been jamming with this one of our friends. Her name's Morgan. She was in, like, Saved by Sex, and she's in a new project right now, but she's been coming and helping us just, like, jam a bit, and she is such an amazing but funny vocalist too, and I think that's, like, really loosened us up a bit in the whole process.
Definitely. But she's been a big inspiration and help into finding our groove.
She's awesome is what she's we're saying.
I really like On My Own is, like, the last song on the album, and it's, like, the slowest, and I think it's just, like, the prettiest. Like, I love playing that one. I just think it's, and every time we play it live, I'm like, yeah, like, we all, like, I think it's just, like, one I can count on that I'm like, it's gonna sound great live, and it's just fun. So I really enjoy that one. But as far as writing, I don't know. I think Good Girl was really fun to write.
Yeah.
It just, like, came together so fast. And it was just, like, I don't know. Yeah. I think everybody had, like, just put in their piece so, like, beautifully and cohesively. And it just, like, made sense.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to describe it.
Totally. I think that was one of the first songs that we wrote that was more collaborative than the others. Because that one, Emmy came with, like, just some verses. Mm-hmm. And then I remember we, like, structured the song together and figured it out in, like, 2 seconds. And that was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that some songs, like, came together so fast. And that's always so cool. Just being like, whoa, that was a song that was so easy. But I think I also liked the songs that would take us a minute. Like, the ones we would write and then be like, this Prince. Sucks. And then we come back to it. One of them, we have a song called Prince. And when we first wrote it, it was like a ballad and it was 9 minutes long. And we had one of our old bass players, she kept being like, guys, 9 minutes is too long. But our singer was so in love with it. She was like, Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, come on, you can have a 9 minute song. It should not have been 9 minutes. She was right. But we reworked that song, and it is completely different. We should put out the demo of what it used to sound like. I think
you guys have to.
But I really liked writing that one. And then we have a song called It's All Right that is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sneaky, though. I feel like when we wrote it and when we recorded it, I didn't really think that much of it. But I wish we had a better, like, we did a different recording of it. But I really like that one.
Yeah.
I think that one was very therapeutic. Like, in all of it, you know?
100%.
I would probably pick Good Girl just because I think that's our best song. And, like, I like that song a lot. It's just fun. We're doing a music video for it. We just filmed one that we're editing. So, Good Girl. Who's a good girl? Oh.
No, Good Girl, yeah. I mean, I think when people think of foreplay, they think of Good Girl.
They think of good girls. Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, they do. You're about to hear Good Girl from our album Hard to Love, from front to back.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram. Our username is four.play with four Y's. And the next show that we're playing in LA on July 17th at Whiskey A Go Go. Tickets are in our bio. And yeah.
And our Venmo
is in our bio as well. And all right. Okay, bye. Love you.
Oh, buy our merch. We have really awesome merch all the time. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.